The title of today's lecture is Health Overview, and the reason it is so is very interesting. Last week, if you remember, Yagya was asking me about this information that was coming from a personality called Kryon. Patri sent me a link to a website which described all about it and also the information that was coming from this source. So I went to that site and I read a lot of it, and it was very interesting. I found that some of the things that we've been saying in our conversations, in our lectures, are quite similar. And after reading this information, I found it to be similar in some respects and different in other respects, but one can understand that we are dealing with a very similar source of information. So I found it to be interesting to read, and yet I saw that that person was acting very much like a cheerleader, somebody who was encouraging people very much to develop and advance on their own. And that's always very good. It's always very good when somebody's encouraging us to use our own natural abilities to understand ourselves, because we are the only ones who can understand ourselves, actually. Another very interesting situation is that in this website they were speaking about health, a lot about health. This entity was talking much about what it means for us to have physical health and to have our bodies in a very harmonic way. And actually, he explained some interesting points about why we go into a disharmonious situation with our bodies and our emotions. So I found it to be very interesting, and I found it to be very inspiring. So today's lecture is going to be based on the feelings and the concepts that came to me after I read this information. Because I don't feel very comfortable quoting somebody else, because I don't resonate well with everything that was said. So I'll just talk from my own point of view, but I will acknowledge the inspiration. Now, health is a very, very important thing. In fact, it is one of the three things: to be healthy, to be wealthy, and to have wisdom. These are the important aspects of a properly materially situated life. So we've done a lot of talking about wisdom, and we've also done a lot of discussion about how to make energy flow and thus help our prosperity. And to some extent we've talked about health, but I want to expand it some more. Now, one of the most important aspects of health is to not be in a agitated situation where there is no peace in one's life. And there are other aspects of health which deal with the cellular level, the biological part of our life, which we relate to as spirit, which we work with as spirit, this body. Now, our bodies are a very complex network of cells. And these cells work on a physical biological level, yet they also work on a vibratory level, which is affected by non-physical things. Cells have memory, they hold in trauma, they can be affected by negative thought, and they can be affected by positive thought or energy. If you have studied at all the science of core energetics, a very powerful healing science, they deal with the trauma that is within the cells that we maintain within ourselves throughout our whole life. And Wilhelm Reich has also given many techniques for bringing out that trauma, which is in a pattern within our body that is stored within all of the cells of the body, the memory of the body, to bring it out, to expulse it, expunge it from the body. Now these cells, they're vibrating. And when they vibrate, there are problems that come when they vibrate in a disharmonious way with other cells or when the whole body vibrates as a cellular entity disharmoniously with its environment or other people. Now, as we've said many times, establishing a proper, for us, what is proper for us, proper harmonic vibration and resonance within our own bodies is essential for our evolution. Yet there are things which interfere with that clear vibratory harmony. If you remember about the previous week's discussion, we were talking about how it is important for us as a group to help the vibrations of the earth by burning away the negativity with this fire that we create, to burn away all negativity, the negative energy around us, which has so captured this world. And most of us don't have much trouble burning out things exterior to us, the external things, the external negativity. We can work on that quite well. We can send fire. We can increase the purity and clarity of the atmosphere. We can do that. But when it comes to the toxins or the negative energy or the traumas which are within our own body, we are often not very sensitive to it. So we tend to ignore or not acknowledge our body. But the way in which our body restricts us by its not vibrating in the same way in which our spirit vibrates, so to speak, I'll explain that more later, will reduce our power and our capacity to have effect on the world around us. Naturally, this is obvious. If you are very disturbed within you, those things you do outside of you, even for the good of others, will have some coloration by the way we are. Now, I know this lecture is not coming out in a very organized and clear fashion. That's because if I could share with you the way I feel right now, it's like I'm sitting within this multidimensional space where so much interconnectivity is just being, I'm aware of so much interconnectivity on all these platforms that it's so hard for me right now to speak in a very logical, linear, a lecture type format. So please forgive me for this lack of eloquence today. We have seen, and I'm sure we will see again, how our lives are very much affected by what we are physically, and when we respect that and when we understand that very clearly, we will develop ourselves in a way which we will have a very hard time to believe. There are so many people in this world who wasted away a lot of their lives meaninglessly by avoiding to take responsibility for their own body, for their own cells, and for their own existence like that. Let's look at this vibratory difficulty from two points of view. I want to take the biological point of view first because I want to get it out of the way. And then I want to move from the biological point of view to the vibratory point of view, okay? Because the biological point of view is a lot easier to deal with. The biological point of view is extremely important because, just like I was saying before, we burn up that fire externally around us, but internally we have the same kind of toxicity that needs to be burned up. However, we can't just take some fire and burn up because it's us. We can't just burn up our own bodies. It doesn't work. Now, how do you deal with that? What do you do? What's the way in which you can correct this situation? There are a few things which help. First of all, try to detox your body as much as you can from all chemical toxicity. All of us are just taking in toxins through the atmosphere constantly. We get it through our skin in the form of chemicals that come from soaps or come from the water with so much chlorine, or we get smoke from other people, or smoke from the polluted atmosphere, the food is polluted, the pesticides, the chemicals that are used. And we often eat things which are so very bad for us. For example, all these prepared foods that are prepared already, things that have been commercially prepared, which fill us with substances we really don't want to have in our bodies. So the first way in which we can deal with our toxicity is to not put more of it in, to filter our water before we drink it, to even filter it before we shower with it, to bring things into our bodies which are not filled with chemical substances, and to have fresh, at least, or self-prepared food items to somehow keep away as much toxins as possible. And yet there are other kinds of things that you can take which are so helpful for all people. For instance, vegetarians are deficient in certain very essential ways. Vegetarians almost always are deficient in B12, in the omega 3, 6, and 9, and in protein. That is because we do not eat those kind of things which give you these elements. But this is easily repaired. There are protein powders which you can mix, which are very good. You get protein. There is vitamin B12 you can take. And there are certain omega oils which are not made from fish, which can give you those omega, essential omega elements which are so important for the body's development. So eating good, taking those elements which are usually missing in a vegetarian's diet, sleeping enough, and staying out of stressful conditions, doing a lot of exercise, these things are all very good for the biological system. And when the biological system is gaining strength like that, when the biological system has the capacity to actually do something which is powerful for the cells of the body, to get some influence that is very powerful for the cells of the body, we will find that it is a very good structure upon which to build health. So once the biological basis of the physical body is strengthened, then, or let's say it goes simultaneously, dealing with the vibratory part of the physical body becomes easier, because if you don't have to do so much work to get to the right point in your life, it's a lot easier. So let's get into the vibratory rehabilitation of the body. Now, we have heard how certain very sensitive people, especially children, who have cancer, can help to destroy the cancer by visualizing the cancer cells as the bad guys and their own immune cells as the good guys, who are blasting all the bad guys with ray of destruction. So they visualize like that, and they have actually cured themselves in some very special cases. Now, in the same way, we can do a similar kind of meditation with a similar intention and rehabilitate our body. You can actually reverse many of the effects of that have been very harmful to your body. You can also increase your immune system. You can also in many ways restore the damage that has happened to you and actually repel away disease. Now, what I have been doing, which is, I feel, a very, well, for me anyway, very interesting thing, is that I have been laying down in my temple room with my head towards the deities, completely flat, with my palms up, and I have just been contacting the different cells in my body. And in the beginning, it was funny because I was having a hard time doing it. So then I just remembered how Jas Moheen said she would go into a bar and just point at people and go, "Dao mats now," and make connections with everybody like that. So I did that with myself. I was just connecting to all of myself. And it actually worked. I was actually making connections with the cells of the body. So then I tried to connect all the cells, as many as I could. And then I was just absorbing in energy, good positive energy from all around. And then bringing in a nice violet energy to come and nourish all the cells like a good shot of energy vitamins. And then bringing in a vibration of youthful energy into all the cells, just requesting them to accept the vibration of youthful energy. Now, you can't talk to yourself like a speech or something. You have to visualize this happening. You have to intend it to be so. You can mentally request it to be so. You can just visualize it happening. So then I focused on the body, and then I just scanned it with my energy to see. Excuse me. Oh goodness. Thank you. All of those places which were not in proper harmony, where there was some pain or there was some situation, to try to understand it. And then when I found such a place, to just offer it all kinds of good healing energy and request all of the cells to come into balance and harmony. To request the nervous system to come into balance. To request the whole skeletal system to come into balance. And I felt so good doing that. It's a very impossible experience to describe. Then I just let go of all attempts to work with the cells. And then I just tried to connect all of me to the energy of Radha and Krishna and let them just bring me deeper and deeper into the levels which I needed to go to for healing, for purification. And this is where that meditation started to become really fun. Because one of the things which was spoken of on this Krayan website was something called that the DNA is far more complex than we can think of. In other words, it can work on multidimensional levels simultaneously. That we all have this capacity to connect with energies, to just harmonize with energies that are all throughout the multiple dimensions of existence simultaneously. And the only limitation we have in this is our lack of confidence or our feeling that, well, we can't do that. So even though my rational mind says, well, this is not very good, I have taken up the policy of saying, there's no limitation on what I can do. There's no, I can't. I can. All of it. I can. Instead of all the time in my life saying, I can't. I can't do that. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. I've changed it to say, of course, I can. I can do whatever I want. I can. But not in the mood that, sure, I can means I just say I can and I can. But in the mood of, there is no such thing as can't. To remove those limitations which I have embraced. And it has an amazing effect on what you can achieve. You know, we've given this example before, but when you ride a bicycle, if you look directly down in front of where the wheel is, you'll fall over. If you look far ahead to the future, you can just ride without any trouble. So, the more you empower yourself, the more you give yourself the capacity to allow yourself to try to do these impossible things, to just go so far, the more you will find yourself flying in ways in which previously you could never imagine. In other words, aim high. Why not? Even if you hit something lower, it's far better than if you aimed lower. So to just open up and not limit how far your energy can go, or where it can go, or how it can go, or what it can reach, and how it can contact, is just so liberating. So I was just letting the deities and the entities in the room to just bring me deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper without any saying no. I was saying, fine, I'm going with whatever you want, deeper, 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 lower into the strata of the cellular level of existence. And what I felt was, at the end of this, was just amazing. Because usually when you walk around, you feel that your consciousness is perceiving, your mind, your senses are perceiving, you're feeling that your perception is coming from like a central point of your being. But after this meditation, I felt that there was no center anymore. I felt every one of the cells of my body were perceiving, were conscious of the reality around me, and I just floated out of our temple room. And all I could think of was, thank you. Thank you for that. And it also seems that my cells are saying thank you to me. It's almost as if they were insulted by me ignoring them. Now, I know it sounds very unusual, all of this, but I'm sharing this with you because I feel that this is an essential point of our lives. Our bodies, our cells, the way in which our consciousness permeates each and every cell of this body. And you can't really connect totally to your consciousness unless you connect to each aspect of it which has been divided amongst the cells in your body. And I was thinking to myself, like, my God, I've never been aware before. Now, I know that sounds very, outrageous. Sure it is, but you know, you get inspired by these things, you have to say. Now, I think that this kind of a systematic technique of starting with the external physical cells and then moving into the consciousness of the cells, but all of them at once, is just such an expansive technique that I wanted to share it with you. Because it allows you to move into dimensions which are connected to us, but we have never experienced. It's one thing to move into dimensions where you are moving away from your space into somebody else's dimensional space. That's fine. That's fun. That's great. I'm not in any way saying anything bad about it. But it's quite another to move within deeper and deeper and deeper into those dimensions which are integrally connected with the cells of your body. It's almost as if you are just descending into the multiple dimensions of your essence. And you find that it is so vast. I'll give you an example, like as if you were to drop in through a shaft into the earth and find a cavern where the whole middle of the earth is filled with cities and buildings and people and life. Now, that's not what I experienced as far as a visual impact. But as far as the feeling of it, as far as the mood of it, as far as the, shall we call the way it is so vastness of it, the vastness of it, that's how I experienced this. And today when we do our meditation, we're going to do just this meditation. It's going to be a long one. So I'm not going to talk so much today, but it's going to be a long one. It's one where we're going to go into the interdimensionality of the cellular level upon which our whole existence is intertwined with other dimensions through our DNA. And when one does this, if you just think about it, if you can do that, and you can also have connection with Radha and Krishna outside of you by just understanding your connection with the deity, you have got such an enormous amount of awareness between the microcosm and the macrocosm. But in reality, this super consciousness is simply the consciousness which all spirit has by nature. But we are becoming very aware of it. Now, what does it mean when we speak of the DNA? When you speak of the DNA, what are you talking about really? Now, there are probably many ways you can speak about this, but I'm not going to speak about it from the medical or the scientific point of view because, first of all, I don't even know it. But I'll talk about it in a functional kind of way. The DNA as the program of our existence, the program of our bodily functioning, the way in which those strands of information create the framework within which everything physically happens within us. Now, functionally, we have a certain way in which we feel harmonious with cellularly or physically. We call it our nature. We call it the way we are. And it is a product of the way we have been put together by these strands of DNA. Yet, at the same time, this is also our membership card in a particular way of being. It gives us a membership to a pattern, a membership to a group where we fit in. And so when we work with our group, when we work with our pattern, we get an amazing result. We get an amazing feedback to us as compared to when we work outside of our group. We work outside of our pattern. We work in ways which clash with our nature. But the amazing thing about this particular DNA pattern is that it is not limited to that which we now perceive or others would perceive in us, this physical body with its physical characteristics that could be studied under a microscope or something like that. It is also the gateway, the doorway to multidimensional groupings that we fit within. Through our pattern, we may enter into other dimensional connections which are our natural right, but we have never walked through that door. Can you imagine this? There is so much more to us in this particular internal realm where we can connect to a whole unlimited form of energy, a whole unlimited form of our personality that we have never connected to before. One just has to be sensitive to it and not limit it. Sensitivity is a blessing and a curse at the same time. Those people who are very sensitive also are sensitive to chemicals, also are sensitive to different foods, also sensitive to other people's emotions. So although this sensitivity is such a wonderful thing for us, it can also cause us trouble. This particular kind of a meditation of multidimensional, cross-dimensional DNA connection practically cures one of negative sensitivity because it gives such strength, it gives such character to our cells, which are the sensitive aspects of our existence, that we become practically immune to the negative vibrations of others because we are so secure in our own. Now we are not so secure. The doorbell rang and we have our watchdog number one going after the doorbell, whoever it is. Anyway, now we are not so secure because we are like, shall we say, a flag in the wind. When the wind comes, the flag moves. Or we can say we're like a tree which has very shallow roots. When a big wind comes, they boom, fall over. Because other people's pain or other negative things that come from the environment are as powerful as our own connection to our cellular level. But when we go very deep to our roots, which are really there, we connect to them in such a way that the tree become connected all the way down through the cellular level, multi-dimensionally. We become so secure, we are so rooted in our own existence, our own essence, that we are safe from these external things. And this is a true blessing for all sensitive people. So I think it is incumbent, it is important for all of us to accept this kind of connection, to really secure ourselves from being a tree with shallow roots and blowing over in the emotional winds that fly around this world.